Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, the 6th of October, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise, please.
Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, I'd like to put this opportunity to stand before the citizens of Jefferson County, representing them in the way that you would want us to. Pray for all the breast cancer awareness people that don't put their lives on the line to try and save lives. Pray for those kids at 4-H Club that's in the audience today and all those that should be in that exercise. Pray for all the citizens of Jefferson County as well as the elected and employees. May your blessing continue blessing. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, it's acting up on me. All right, we'll begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. We will take under Commissioner's Court item C, which is considering possibly approve a proclamation for Arts and Humanities Month, and item G, which is considering possibly approve a proclamation for National 4-H Week. Do I have a motion on those items? Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I believe if representatives of 4-H would like to come forward. Commissioner Arnold is going to read a proclamation and then we'll ask you to respond.
The proclamation reads as follows. Be it remembered at a meeting of the Commissioners' Courts of Jefferson County, Texas, held on this sixth day of October 2014. Motion made by Commissioner Eddie Arnold, Precinct 1, and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Alford, excuse me, Precinct 4. 2014 National 4-H Week. Whereas the Jefferson County Commissioners' Court is proud to honor the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service for 107 years of providing experience-based education to youngsters throughout the Lone Star State. And whereas this admirable program, which seeks to provide a learning experience for the whole child, including head, heart, hands, and health, helps young Texans to acquire knowledge, develop life skills, and form attitudes to enable them to become self-directed, productive, and contributing members of our society. And whereas it's more than 535,000 urban, suburban, and rural youth participants ranging in age from 8 to 19 hail from diverse ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds and truly represent a cross-section of the state. And whereas the program undoubtedly could not have achieved the success that it has today were it not for the services of its more than 32,000 volunteers who have given generously of their time, talents, energies, and resources to the youth of Texas. And whereas throughout its proud history, the 4-H program has developed positive role models for countless Texans, and through its innovative and inspiring programs, continues to build character and to instill the values of what have made our state strong and great. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court hereby designates October the 5th through the 11th, 2014 as National 4-H Week in Texas, and commend the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service and the many men and women who have made the program a success. Signed this day by Judge Brannick and all four commissioners.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Brannick and the commissioners, for declaring October 5th through the 11th, 2014, National 4-H Week in Jefferson County. I am Alex Guajardo. I am from North China 4-H. I am the chairman of Jefferson County Youth Council and also the chairman of my club. I am here today representing my fellow youth council officers, Carrie Perry and Logan Perry from Reach 4-H Club, Whitney Shote from Hampshire Finette 4-H Club, Charles Leano from Mid-County 4-H Club, Jamie DeVille from Reach 4-H Club, Elsie Morris-Thomas from Grace 4-H Club, and Laren Calhoun from Grace 4-H Club, and the members of the state, district, and county 4-H councils, along with over 259 Jefferson County youth that participate in our 9 local 4-H clubs. For 108 years now, the 4-H program of Texas has been engaging youth in activities that help develop skills for a lifetime. These skills range from communication to community service and from goal setting to leadership. Regardless of the skill learned, the benefits gathered from a young person participating in 4-H are priceless. We are a community of young people learning leadership, citizenship, and life skills. In Jefferson County, in the 2013-2014 years, we have had 4,144 youth participate in the 4-H programs that offer the opportunity to succeed by learning life skills. There was 91 entries at county competitions, with 33 at district level, and 16 seniors 4-H members participated at the state competitions. We had 120 4-H entries show in the South Texas State Fair. This year we also contributed to our community by donating cookies to nursing homes supporting the district programs Take a Bite Out of Hunger. Monetary donations to Buckner's, cookies to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and a story time at the library, to mention a few. 4-H is unique in that it offers experiences to both urban and rural youth by providing the opportunity to participate in community 4-H clubs, learning experiences in school classrooms, day and overnight camps, and other special interest opportunities. A young person's experiences in 4-H makes a difference for a lifetime by allowing them to grow and appreciate the importance of being a good citizen, a stronger leader, and a person of character. Texas 4-H members have always been proud of the communities they call home. Whether they live in cities, towns, or rural areas, 4-Hers make their communities better year-round, but they couldn't do it without help. One Day 4-H was support they have provided in 4-H for over 100 years. Now in its sixth year, One Day 4-H will be held on October 11th, 2014, in every county across Texas. 4-H members, adult volunteers, friends will help provide their communities by adopting their service project. We invite you to visit our link at http://texas4h.tamu.edu/4hweek to learn more about National 4-H Week. First, we would like to thank all of our volunteers last year for helping Jefferson County 4-H received recognition for having the most volunteer hours committed to one day in the state of Texas. We will again host a food drive that will benefit the South Texas Food Bank, would support a market basket on Highway 105, market basket also on I-10 in Phelan, and the market basket on 326 in Nederland, as we target hunger in Jefferson County. We hope to surpass our collection last year, which was 3,158 pounds of food. We invite everyone to please come out on Saturday and help support our effort. Also, Gigi's Cupcakes will again sponsor our Celebrate 4-H Cupcake in honor of National 4-H in Jefferson County. Please stop by and try one. All of our sponsors realize that 4-H is a special program that gives youth the chance to learn together. So again, on my behalf of Jefferson County 4-H, we would like to thank the court for the continued support of our 4-H program.
Commissioner Sinegal and I definitely probably need two. Just a moment, I wanted to also recognize Starla Garlick, who is our Ag Extension agent who works with the 4-H group here in Jefferson County. She does a fantastic job. She's been doing this for several years, and I think the 4-H group has benefited from her leadership and her involvement with their lives. And I just want to take a personal moment of privilege to tell you we appreciate all the work you do, Starla. Yeah.
And very long hours. Yeah. All right, if you'll come forward, Ms. Fulbright. This proclamation says, be it remembered that a meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court held this day, that the following proclamation was adopted. Whereas the arts are an important part of successful communities. Whereas the Southeast Texas Arts Council supports arts and humanities in Jefferson, Hardin, and Orange counties through grants, workshops, and events. And whereas SeaTac will celebrate the arts and humanities in Southeast Texas on October 17th and 18th at the Beaumont Community Players Facility, with a festival called Montage. And whereas October is National Arts and Humanities Month, and whereas Jefferson County supports SeaTac and its work, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County proclaims October 2014 Arts and Humanities Month, and we urge all citizens to avail themselves of the programs being offered by the Southeast Texas Arts Council throughout this month and this year. Signed by the members of the Commissioners Court.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you, Judge, and the commissioners for recognizing the arts and how important they are in Southeast Texas to the quality of life and keeping our people here and keeping them engaged with the arts and humanities. So the board, I'm a member. This is Sue Bard and Blake Bertrand from the Southeast Texas Arts Council. Also, we have Jerry McMillan, who is our co-host for this event. It's a two-day arts festival event that will feature performances, arts booths. So far we have over 20 arts organizations participating in this festival. Two-day event. This gentleman, whose name I did not catch, Phil Rogers, if you can imagine him in black and a full Victorian suit, he is Edgar Allan Poe for the duration of the event. So just in time for Halloween. We encourage everybody to come in costume. Starts at 7 o'clock on the 17th at the Beaumont Community Players. Anybody remember the old UA Phelan building here in Beaumont? Lovely location, lots of parking. Betty Greenberg Center for the Performing Arts, thank you so much. And then on the 18th, starts up again at noon. Roaming musicians, performances. Only in the arts community can you say, we're going to get a gentleman to play Edgar Allan Poe. Does anybody have a stuffed raven? And five people raise their hands on the board. So please come in costume, support your arts and humanities. There will be food, there will be beverages of both the adult and junior kind. And we really hope that everybody comes out. The cost is minimal, and we think you can get 2 days of wonderful fun and performances out of it. I would like to see if anybody else who's come with us today would like to say anything.
Well, I would
sure.
Like
this is Sue, Executive Director of the Arts Council.
Thank you. I did want to point out that the state awarded us some funding assistance for this, and we scored a 98%. The Texas Commission on the Arts thinks this is a fabulous idea. We did plan this to be an annual event, and to press forward with our support of tourism. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your support. Everybody come. Thank you.
All right. And I was just curious, Ms. Garlick, he said that he was from the North China 4-H Club. Is there a South China 4-H Club?
I don't know.
Thank you. All right. Under purchasing, item A is to approve specifications for invitations for bid for a term contract for gray limestone for Jefferson County, which is 610 base. Item B is to approve specifications for invitations for bid for the Keith Lake Fish Pass Baffle. Item C is to approve specifications for an invitation for bid for the Cochise Community Service, Community Sewer Service Improvement for the Community Development Block Grant Program, Cheek Phase 4. Item D, no bids were received for an invitation for bids for the sale of law books. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a lease agreement with Jefferson County Tax Office and the State of Texas Department of Motor Vehicles, Titles, and Registration for the lease of an RTS workstation at a cost of $1,500 annually until the county requests removal. Item F is to consider and possibly approve a sole exemptions pursuant to Local Government Code Section 262.0247D for captive replacement parts or components for equipments to modify and install new avionics for Jefferson County Sheriff's Department in the amount of $139,000. Item G is consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, which in this case is Goodwill Industries. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Judge, yes, I'd like to make a comment on a discussion. Under item B, the Keys Lake Fish Pass Baffle, we've got some acknowledgments that we need to make today.
Yes, we do.
And I want to do that. We have Jim Sutherland and Dr. Mike Resitek here, and they have put in a tremendous amount of effort in this project, as well as all of those members of the Salt Lake Bio Restoration Group, along with the Corps of Engineers. Under a study by the Corps, this baffle was designed, and with the hard work of Dr. Mike Resitek, preparing our environmental document, and he did an excellent job on that, and without that, this project wouldn't be where it is today. And we want to thank him especially for his work on this project. We also want to acknowledge that the project is being funded by a number of people, and that includes, along with our county funding, SEMPRA, Golden Pass, Parks and Wildlife, and the General Land Office through KEPRA funding. And so this has been a project that's been in the works for a long time, and we're certainly happy to get it to this point at this stage. Thank you.
And let me just mention, for those of y'all who aren't familiar with it, in 1977, a fish path was dug between the Sabine Nature's Waterway and the Keith Johnson Star Salt Lake system of lakes. In the 30s, the Intercoastal Canal was built and cut off the normal sheet flow of water from the higher elevation marshes to the north of the Intercoastal that normally flowed across the southerly marches, which comprises about 66,000 acres of land in southern Jefferson County. Then the fish pass was dug in 77 as a result of erosion. The pass has grown significantly, and so we're getting much more saltwater intrusion into that system, which has the effect of killing the vegetation and causing it to sink. And that system is extremely important recreationally. It's important environmentally because it is an important and very significant waterfowl, fur-bearing animal, fish, shrimp, crab nursery. And then in 2005-2008, we had our hurricanes, which knocked out our beach dune system, which means we started getting saltwater inundation from the south. And so that system has been in significant trouble, and I know that there's some disagreement among some of the scientists about how much that marsh knocks down storm surge from marshes, but we know that it knocks it down some, and we know that the storm surge from Hurricane Ike was this far from topping our storm levees in the southern part of the county. So Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation is actually where the $1.25 million is coming from, but that was made possible through the work of Parks and Wildlife and Carter Smith, their executive director, and Jim Sutherland and Dr. Resitek work. And we're just thankful for all the cooperation. We can finally see some This is a $6 million project, and it can't stress the importance of it. We've got a lot more work to do in the marsh system. We're looking at attempting to, the Commissioner's Court's been working to, with the state to obtain funding for the restoration of our beach dune system and hopefully the beach road from Sabine Pass to High Island, and we're hopeful that that's going to pay off further dividends as we move forward in the future. And I'm thankful to the Jefferson County Engineering Department too. So thank y'all, Jim, for being here today. Doc, you've been invaluable partners, and we look forward to continuing to work with you.
Judge, on I would like to get, I guess, a little more of an update to the citizens about this particular station that we're having that will be located in the tax office.
Ms. Winchell, can you speak to item E, which is the lease agreement between Jefferson County and the Department of Vehicle Titles and Registration for the RTF workstation?
Sure. Right now in our current lobby, we have 13 windows to wait on customers, and we only have 9 RTS workstations. Most of our daily customers are for the motor vehicle title and registration. So would like to add another one up at our counter just to help alleviate some of the traffic flow, get them in and out and serviced quicker.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under the county airport, item A is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a grant for routine airport maintenance program entitled TxDOT-CSJ between Jefferson County and the Texas Department of Transportation. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Weaver and Arnold. What is the match on this grant? I didn't find it in there, Mr. Rupp.
It's 50-50 with okay. With the state, and essentially any airport expenses are typically eligible for reimbursement for this grant. This is I believe this is the 6th year for the airport to receive this grant from TxDOT.
Very good. Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county auditor, item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2014 budget transfer for the 252nd District Court for additional costs for postage. Item B is consider and approve a fiscal year 2014 budget transfer for Beaumont maintenance for additional costs for electricity in the amount of $100,000. Item C is consider and approve fiscal year 2015 budget transfer for the 317th District Court to convert Judge Pesch to full time. Item D is consider and approve fiscal year 2015 budget transfer Constable Precinct 1 for additional costs for a vehicle, the amount of $4,411. Item E is consider and approve fiscal year 2015 budget transfer for Justice of the Peace Precinct 2 to utilize part-time help for an open position. Item F is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending August 31st, 2014. And item G is regular county bills. Check numbers 399072 through 399368. Do I have a motion on these items under auditing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion. If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I understand, Judge Thorne, that conversion of Judge Pass to full-time will have the effect of allowing the state to pay all of his continuing legal and judicial education expenses?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Actually, it'll save us 4 months. You're aware, I'm taking the use our own funds.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. All right. Under County Clerk, we have one item. Item A is consider and possibly approve additional early voting dates and hours for November 4th, 2014 general, special, and joint election at the Jefferson County JP Precinct 4 building branch location located at 19217 FM 365 in Beaumont, which is out in the Finette area, to accommodate the Hampshire Finette ISD general election being conducted separately but concurrently at this location. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Judge, Commissioner, I'd like to ask just an overview of the change that we discussed.
Commissioner, the Hampshire Finette Independent School District is holding an election on November the 4th, and they have asked for our help in conducting their election, but they asked a little bit late for us to do a joint election. So we are going to accommodate them, but we'll have to hold it separately at every location in the county, but we only have to have two early voting locations. The main location here at the courthouse, and we're going to hold it at the JP4 building, which is inside the district.
Mm-hmm. Would that be the early voting only? What about election day?
We will be conducting their election at all 40 countywide polling locations because that's what the law requires.
But the ISD, Hampshire Independent School District election will not, you will still be able to vote at all locations for
that. Able to vote at all locations on election day, both in the county's general election and at Hampshire Finette. Because we're utilizing countywide polling locations,
right,
the law says that a voter has to be able to vote at any one of those November Election Day locations at any election that's going on that November Uniform Election Day.
Because of the timing, does it cost us anything extra?
Well, the school district will pick up the cost for Election Day. And we will certainly bill them for these extra days for early voting at this one location at Hampshire Finette, at the JP4 building.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And I'd mention, I guess this will probably air too late for this to be of any assistance to our vast audience of television listeners and watchers, but the elections department will be open, I believe, till 7 o'clock this evening, because this is the last day to register to vote for the November general election. So anyone who has not registered to vote or knows somebody who hasn't registered to vote, please know that the assessor's office will be open till 7 for voter registration. All right, under county commissioners, item A is to receive and consider a presentation from representatives of OCI and Nat Gasoline regarding their efforts to comply with the tax abatements granted them. Is there any representative of OCI here today? Mr. Jackson's not here, so I assume we've tabled that till next week. Okay, item B is considering possibly reappoint Austin Cecil Walks, MD, as local health authority for Jefferson County pursuant to Section 121.021 and 029 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. We've done C. Item D is considering possibly approve the 2015 county holidays. Item E is to receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont for the provision of safe access and to enhance safety on Gulf States Road. Item F is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute and receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and the Port Arthur Independent School District regarding the provision of ASAP deputy constables, which is a truancy enforcement program. And we've done item G. Item H is considering possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Fall 2014 Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioner's Court?
Second, Judge. Mr. Swain, that was a question with item F. Carrie's not here, I see, but I think we need to visit on an issue that was emailed to me concerning unemployment benefits.
Correct. As far as if the person becomes unemployed, that we let them know, the school district know, and also that we need the elected official to let Kerry know so we can go if we need to challenge that
at
the workers.
I think we need to work that out. It's not fair to just arbitrarily pay it without them knowing. Thank you, sir.
Any other discussion? Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Many opposed. The ayes have unanimously. Under Management Information Systems, item A is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute and receive and file a memorandum of understanding for information technology services between the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Office in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under Risk Management, item A is consider and possibly approve 2015 health benefits renewal with Southeast Texas Government Employees Benefits Pool. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Dr. Parker, we've already approved the hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations. Is there anything you want to add to it? Thank you for all the work your committee does for all these years. We appreciate it very much. Is there anything any other member of the court or elected official wishes to bring the attention of the public?
Yes, Judge, Commissioners, Deputy Rod Carroll asked me to make this announcement about Beaumont Crime Stoppers. They're going to be hosting the state conference this week in Beaumont, Tuesday through Friday. They expect around 300 in attendance for that conference, so wanted me to make that announcement here in Beaumont.
Yes, Judge, and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I think we all been touched by it. My wife's grandmother lost her life to it, so I would ask everyone to support the cause and do what we can, pray and contribute. Thank you.